For over 6 years, Hank Thorpe hosted All of the Above Radio, the most intelligent, honest, and eclectic combo of music and talk that you never heard. But the more things change, the more things stay the same. Hank is back with a new version of the old scene. No more music, no more time constraints, but he still has great stories, great interviews, and more passion than a novel with Fabio on the cover. Once upon a time, Hank Thorpe was your bastion of good music, good talk, and full escapism. Now, Hank is your bastion for punchlines, passion, and perspective. Hank Thorpe, your former, present, and future favorite podcast host, presents all new, all different, but still, All of the Above.
It's easy to stay in shape once you actually are in shape. And worse yet, it's easier to complain that you're out of shape when you're in shape. But boy, when you actually are out of shape, how hard is it to get back what you had? Welcome to All New, All Different, All of the Above. New version of the old scene. Somewhat sporadically saving the world one show at a time. It's good to talk to you guys again. Hope you enjoy hearing from me. I had a really good conversation just a few short days ago with the great Chad Alexander of the Local Bar podcast. And he made sure to let me know just how much he missed content from me in his eardrums. And I've been wanting to get back to you guys and chat with you and bring you some content. And I even told myself before I left for a little family trip that I would have two shows done. And I have half of one recorded, but that definitely is not two shows done. So here I am, once again, telling you that I'm a little out of shape. And here I am trying to proverbially put one foot in front of the other. It is crazy to think about this, and I bring this up pretty frequently. It's crazy to think that once upon a time, I did this every Tuesday. Every Tuesday I gave you a show. And you know what? When you're in shape, when you're in the habit, in the routine, it's just no big deal. It's just another Tuesday. Now it's all about carving out the time and having the content and being afraid of what you're going to say and practicing and this and that and whatever. And then you just flip on the microphone and forget, and you remember how much you enjoy doing it and wish you were doing it more. I wonder if it would be the same thing if I went back to LA Fitness and did an old school clang and bang session. I wonder if I would enjoy it as much as I used to, because I know I miss it. And I come to you with a bit of a admission of guilt. I have not been to Orange Theory since early May. We're almost into July, ladies and gentlemen, and I just took a hiatus from working out. That I did on purpose. Taking a hiatus from recording and talking to you, I didn't do that on purpose. And I want to tell you that life gets in the way, but sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'm just straight up afraid to talk to you guys. Sometimes I'm straight up afraid to sit down and flip this microphone on. For what? Don't know. But you know what? One foot in front of the other. So here I am with a little show for you, just a quick one, an absolute quick one for you. We're going to do the Bands of Your Life survey, and you're going to tell me how you feel about my answers, and you're going to give me yours. THEHRT3@gmail.com, or find me on Instagram, Hank. Hey, how you doing? I'll go ahead and post what I tell you in just a little bit. And then you can respond within my Instagram feed. So sit back, relax, enjoy. If you go back into the all new, all different, all of the above archives, last year, I think it was in April, I gave you the Bands of Your Life music survey. If you're not familiar, I listened to The Ticket in Dallas, 96.7 FM. You can find them on iHeartRadio. Just put in The Ticket. You find them there. And the morning show used to do an every Tuesday segment called The Biggest Show Coming to Town. They would talk about six or seven concerts that were coming to town that week, vote on the best show that was coming in, riff on the music, so on and so on. When COVID hit, well, obviously there was no concerts happening. So they did a pivot over to the Bands of Your Life survey, and every member of the show did it, and then they branched out, and they had a whole bunch of celebrities. Joe Buck, I think Casey Donahue, Texas country legend Pat Green, Eric Nadel, voice of the Texas Rangers. They went on and did it. They did the segment for a little over a year, and then they realized the segment was losing steam because are you going to be able to get a guest every single week? It got to a point where they were talking to the board operator for the afternoon drive part of the station. They were talking to the weekend producer. So it got to a point where they were kind of running out of ideas or running out of people to talk to. But still, I think the Bands of Your Life survey is a ton of fun. And I wanted to do a yearly Bands of Your Life survey. The morning musers on The Ticket may not be doing it anymore, but I think I want to continue with it. So I will just go ahead and you're welcome to pause this and go listen to last year's survey. You're welcome to. But out of respect for your time, I'm actually going to tell you last year's and this year's for every category. Now, last year, I went a little above and beyond and created some extra categories. I'm not going to do that this year. I'm just going to hit you with the original Bands of Your Life survey, and we'll go from there. And by the way, thehrt3@gmail.com or alloftheaboveradio@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback on this. We're going to do this every year. Now, the one rule about the Bands of Your Life survey that was given by the Morning Musers is that you cannot use the same band twice within a survey. So you couldn't say band that you hate and band that you find overrated. You couldn't say the same thing for both. Or band that you love and great band to see live. You couldn't say it twice. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to not use an artist from year to year. I will try to, and that's going to get a little hard at some point, but I'm going to try from year to year to not use the same artist, because that's the beauty of music. It is so big, it is so vast, and my taste is so big and so vast. Did anybody else see that weird thing on Spotify a couple weeks ago where it was kind of like that whole Facebook thing where they do that friend anniversary and it's cutesy music set to a bunch of pictures? But Spotify did that with your musical taste, and it said, like, who else can listen to Chicago and Thundercat at the same in the from one song to the next? And it did a whole bunch of stuff like that, and it was like really creepy, but also really cool and really uncomfortable and really awesome. Like, I was so proud of myself for having such wide taste, and yet still creeped out that Spotify is paying that much attention to me. Of course they are, but that's beside the point. So without further ado, let's pull up the Word document and let us chat. The 2021 version of the Bands of Your Life survey. And we start flying right out of the gate with band that you hate. Last year, I took the easy way out and gave you a full genre of music that I hate, and gave you doo-wop. I still hate doo-wop, but I'm going to be a little bit better. I'm going to answer the question as it is requested. 2021, the band that I hate is J.D. McPherson. It is In my opinion, J.D. McPherson is just such a cheap attempt at so many different types of music. And if you want to get technical, I believe he falls into the rockabilly category. I already don't like rockabilly, and you just took a guy who's doing a poorer version of it, and it just makes me want to... Ugh. Just makes me want to curl over and retch. Can't stand it. And a former co-worker of mine, he works at a different location and is kicking ass over there, by the way. But that type of music was his thing, and he would put on the J.D. McPherson channel. Those were some of the worst days to work, because that music, to me, was just such an absolute seep of my energy. Like, I just felt 25 pounds heavier and 10 hours more tired whenever that stuff was on. Blech. Can't stand J.D. McPherson. Number two. Band you think is overrated. And, I actually removed this guy's name from Band That I Hate for 2021 because it's kind of impossible to hate somebody who is so much, I'm sorry, was so much about love and peace and uprising, using love and peace as your vehicle. I took him out of Band That I Hate and moved him to Overrated, and that is Bob Marley. Can we please, please, please stop fooling ourselves into thinking that this man was making good music? Okay, hold on. I'll pull back. He made good music, but for God's sakes, can we take the legacy off the pedestal just a little bit? Can we, like, stop smoking for, like, 20 minutes and listen and be like, oh, it's okay. It's just okay. It is not. Listen, if it started a revolution and is causing people to be better, that's fine. But if you ask me, overrated. Vastly overrated. Oh, by the way, for 2020, I think I gave you Nirvana as my overrated. Still true. There are so many bands from the Seattle grunge scene that were better. I will never take away Nirvana's contribution and influence and impact, let alone transcendentalism in music. But they're overrated. Number three, band you think is underappreciated. I went a little indie on this one last year and gave you Atlas Genius, which, by the way, they are still underappreciated. I was blown away with how good their concert was when they opened up for Passion Pit. I was so unbelievably blown away. And by the way, Passion Pit did a fantastic job of being equally good. I've been to concerts where the opener totally wrecked it for the headliner. Atlas Genius was amazing, but Passion Pit was just as good. My 2021 artist that is underappreciated is Janet Jackson. Has anybody taken a quick minute and looked at her body of work? From, like, the mid-80s all the way back into Let's Wait a While and He Doesn't Even Know I'm Alive, into Control, into Rhythm Nation, into Black Cat, Love Will Never Do Without You, and just That's the Way Love Goes. Just keep going from the 80s into the 90s, into the 2000s. My sister saw her in concert within the last 5 years. And the woman is probably now, Janet Jackson, right around 50, is still doing it. Still killing it. And when you think about, like, when you think about the Jacksons, you think about Michael and kind of the shadow that he cast over the whole family. And unfortunately, when you think about Janet, you may very well still think about the wardrobe malfunction from the Super Bowl. Justin Timberlake walked away 100% unscathed until he came out and apologized in the Me Too era within the last year and change. Janet Jackson kind of was like a black mark on music for some weird reason. It was so unfair. 2021 artist who is underappreciated, Janet Jackson. Number four, band you could listen to over and over again. Last year, Stevie Wonder, and that has not changed. One of my coworkers asked me a phenomenal question. Okay, one of my coworkers asked me a question that's too hard or that I'm still afraid to answer, and she said, "Hank, what type of music do you like to listen to? What music are you into?" And of course I froze, because to this day I'm 42 years old and I'm still afraid of white people judging me and calling me white for the music I listen to. It's a goddamn shame, and I apologize for still feeling that way at 42. But the other person sitting at the table said, "Hank, I got a different question for you. What music do you default to when you don't know what mood you're in?" Now that is a question I can answer. Last year, band I could listen to over and over again, Stevie Wonder. Because Stevie Wonder is one of those musicians I can listen to when I don't know what mood I'm in. I can launch a Spotify channel from Stevie Wonder and be good. Because either I'll just keep listening to that type of music, or I'll hear a song that was sampled by somebody else, and then I'll go listen to that. And I'll just spiderweb from there. 2021, music I could listen to over and over again is Phoenix. Another band that has been doing it for way, way, way longer than you would have ever thought. And has been all over the random movie here and there. I actually, just on Friday, just a few short days ago, was listening to the newest album to me, Tiamo from Phoenix, as I was fixing up some dinner for friends, listening to J-Boy and Telefono, just some of the new stuff. But you go all the way back. The first song I heard from them, and I still love the song to this day, was If I Ever Feel Better. And it was at the end of an episode of Entourage. So that tells you how far back. And hell, they go far, even further back than that. But Phoenix, can listen to them over and over and over. Number five, the band / musician that made you fall in love with music. Now, numbers five and six, I'm going to have trouble with, because falling in love with music, unless you are able to fall in love over and over again with music, is kind of hard, because theoretically, only one musician or band could make you do that. But I've got a second one for you. In 2020, it was Phil Collins. The first and foremost, like I told you last year, every early memory I have of being a lover of music stems from listening to Phil Collins. 2021, musician that made me fall in love with music, Mary J. Blige. Growing up in the house that I grew up in, we didn't have really good radio reception. And so adult contemporary is what we listened to a lot. And American Top 40, we listened to that on the weekends. Once I got my own CD player, things started to morph a little bit. And something that really changed for me was when my sister used to pick me up from school. She changed hours at her job, and she would pick me up from school every now and then. And we did this really fun little thing where she used to get Billboard magazine, and I would open up and read the Billboard Top 10, and she would sing her favorite song from the album. but she got good reception on her car stereo. And so sometimes when we were driving, we would listen to Hot 97. And on comes Mary J. Blige, right around the time that Real Love was getting big. And I have no idea who this person is. I just know that I love that song. And it's on all the time whenever my sister is picking me up and driving me around. And here I am, like, liking this song. And I hauled off and bought the album. And what's the 411? Man, such a good album. But the world changed in terms of me falling in love with music when My Life came out. Boy, oh boy, let me tell you. The My Life album, it made me fall in love with music in a different way because it was the first time you hear, the first time I personally started to understand just how emotional music can be. Because I'm 13 years old playing Super Nintendo, probably jealous over the people that were dating Jessica Lush and Danielle Spellman and Reagan Klansky and Tommy Joe Iredale. There's some Sussex County names for you. Enjoy that. Listening to this music of heartache and deep pain, I had not been through it yet, but I could genuinely understand what was going on and just how much energy was coming through the sound. And that's an amazing feeling. And it started from there. And really my genuine enjoyment of R&B music started to morph from there. 2021, musician that made me fall in love with music, Mary J. Blige. Number six, musician / band that changed your life. Last year, Ice Cube. First and foremost, Ice Cube was the first hip-hop CD that I bought for myself. I was given Raising Hell from Run DMC on tape for Christmas, and then later the CD. But when I had the ability to buy a CD for myself, The Predator from Ice Cube was the first one I ever bought. And I bought it from a store in Toronto, Canada, when I was visiting my then friend Aaron Murphy. But his storytelling, his rhythm, his understandability and digestibility of his lyrics were so pivotal to me. And even bigger still, the samples. Now, 2021, this one is not easy. This is not easy at all, because in music that has changed my life, there's been a few, and I'm actually going to give you, in 2021, I'm going to give you Soundgarden. I remember, so we go from listening in my mother's car to adult contemporary music, to listening to R&B and hip hop in my sister's car. And then let's just forward to when I start driving. So now I've got, so you all know, and if you don't know, I'm about to tell you, I grew up in a ridiculously white part of the world. Once again, my high school was 1,400 people, 6 of us were black. And by the way, that was 7 through 12. And so my influences come from all over the map. And one or two of my buddies were hard into grunge and rock. And it's funny because this whole, in the earliest part of the 90s, when my head is firmly in the butt of hip hop, thank you Ice Cube, as I'm playing video games, listening to Biggie and to Tupac and to Ice Cube and to Mary J. Blige, and one other band that I'm not going to tell you about just yet. I'm watching Beavis and Butthead, and Beavis and Butthead is playing endless amounts of rock and metal and grunge and alternative. And at the time, I'm laughing at it. I'm just like, eh, whatever. This is what, whatever. What is this stuff? It was really at the time just kind of a vehicle for me to like laugh and enjoy myself because the show was funny as hell. But little did I know, in small pieces, because of the influence of my white friends, and in small influence because of Beavis and Butthead, I would start listening to alternative music and rock music, and it started to make sense. And I remember when I started driving, I had one of my buddies put together a rock music mix, and I'd listen to that and start to branch out into Tool and Silverchair and Alice in Chains. But I'm pretty sure if I were to remember correctly, there was a CD store on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, where my mother was a high school teacher. There was a pizza joint, a movie theater, a two screen movie theater, and a CD store that sold used CDs. And I would go in there maybe once or twice a month, sounds about right, maybe a little bit more. And I remember on the same day I bought Facelift from Alice in Chains and Bad Motorfinger from Soundgarden, and just wore out that CD, just playing Rusty Cage and Outshined and Jesus Christ Pose just over and over and over and over again. And Chris Cornell's voice, the driving sound of that band, it kicked open a door. It absolutely kicked open a door that I didn't know that I was going to enjoy going through. And I might... if Layne Staley lived longer, I might sit here and tell you that I like Alice in Chains more. But in terms of how pivotal they were to me, Soundgarden is more important. And the fact that Chris Cornell lived longer and gave a wider body of work, I give them the nod to the 2021 edition of the band that changed my life. Ice Cube for one reason, Soundgarden for a whole other. It is thanks to them that I started listening to rock music and alternative music and understanding the kind of general overlying theme of frustration and angst and struggle that fit me a little bit more. And we're gonna get a little geographical or geopolitical or economic for one quick second. I am so lucky and gifted and hashtag blessed that I didn't live the life of a poor hip-hop kid. If you want to talk about like stuff Biggie was saying growing up in the slums, exposed to guns, not knowing where your meals are coming from. I'm so lucky in this life that I didn't grow up with that. What I did grow up with is a whole hell of a lot of mental stress, whole lot of struggle for not knowing my identity, not knowing my place, being uncomfortable all the time, being black and being everybody's dancing chimp in high school. I know what that feels like. And a lot of the rock music, a lot of the alternative music, a lot of stuff that stemmed from bands like Soundgarden, that speaks to me. So the 2021 band that changed my music, that changed my life, Soundgarden. Number 7, band that surprised me last year, Joni Mitchell. I still remember this, and I told you the story already. If you listen to last year's episode, it'll tell you. I remember where I was when I heard Help Me from the Court and Spark album for the first time. I was absolutely knocked over with a feather. I couldn't even like process what was happening. It was amazing. 2021, musician that surprised me. I tried so hard not to like this person. I have been, for the bigger bulk of my life, a bit of a contrarian and far too hipster for my own good, and I have a distaste for all that is popular. Until it stops being popular, or somebody just forces it down my throat and I have to give it an honest opinion. Musician that surprised me for 2021 is Billie Eilish. That bitch is good, man. Savvy and smart and nasty and genius and just plain good. I so badly wanted to be like, ugh, she's only going to be around for one album. Don't get used to it. Don't enjoy it. Don't get attached. She's going to be around for a while. And even if she isn't, the stuff she's put out already is phenomenal. Really, though. It's pretty freaking phenomenal. Number 8. In the Bands of Your Life survey. Number 8 is Band That You Love. Last year, I gave you AWOL Nation. And that has not changed at all. And actually, Megalithic Symphony, the album that has Sail and Not Your Fault and Jump on My Shoulders, that actually just had its 10-year anniversary just a few short months ago. And I can't even express to you how geeked out and happy I was to read that. I don't blink when I tell you that Megalithic Symphony and the band AWOL Nation was kind of like at least the musical birth of all of the above radio. When I was searching for what type of music to play for all of the above radio, it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, indie music. Yeah, because that's what I'm into right now. That's what I'm learning more about. That's what I'm enjoying. That's where I'm at. And if you'll remember, if you listen to all of the above radio in 2012, the earliest days, I used to do a featured artist. And I would basically just play their album from one song to the next. Every week, I would play a different song from that album just to feature the holy crap out of them. AWOL Nation was the first. Imagine Dragons was the second, by the way. The 2021 edition of Band That I Love is Sisters With Voices, better known as SWV. So I first started listening to Mary J. Blige, as I told you, and when I started to kind of spin into 90s New Jack Swing, R&B, whatever the heck you want to call that era of R&B, SWV was next, and they were the best. If you listen to the Human Nature remix of Right Here, and even think to tell me it's a bad song, you're getting punched in the face. Really. That's it. Like, I have nothing else to say about that. And I have listened to... SWV is the only... I think it's the only band slash group that I own a Christmas album. Because I was such a fanboy for the group that I bought it. And actually, their second album, New Beginning, I bought it the day it came out. I don't know if you... Some of you are old enough to remember release day. Release day, I believe it was either Tuesday or Thursday. I think it was Tuesday. We would drive to Nobody Beats the Wiz at Ledgewood Mall to buy albums the day they came out. And SWV's New Beginning, I bought it the day it came out. To this day, I still love listening to that music. It's a bit of a stitch in time because it's from a certain era, but it's still really good. It's still really fun. absolutely still love SWV. And true story. This is before my sister had a baby and kind of grew some like sensitivity and some warmth. My sister and I went to a New Jack Swing reunion concert. It was Tony, Guy, and SWV. And I was there for SWV. She was there for Guy. And about halfway through SWV in concert, I teared up. Because it was one of those bands I had always wanted to see. And I hugged my sister and said, thank you. And she looked at me, she says, you okay? I'm trying to have a moment here, woman. Number 9 in the Bands of Your Life survey. Band you should have seen by now. Last year, Ozzy Osbourne. And I had tickets to see Ozzy Osbourne, and I got cold feet. He's still alive at this point. I don't know for how long, but he's still alive at this point, so there's a chance. The 2021 version of the band I should have seen by now is Tame Impala. I absolutely love Tame Impala. And he's actually going to be in local DFW, I think in September. And I'm trying to, and I have not been to a concert yet since the world has reopened. Where I live in Dallas, Texas, concerts are back and in full swing, in full capacity. I haven't been to a show yet. I'm vaccinated, so maybe I don't care. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I can safely tell you that I am not the concert goer that I used to be. So I'm a little more selective about shows I go to. But I'm going to probably be really pissed at myself if Tame Impala comes around and I don't see him. Really, though. Number 10. Band that is a guilty pleasure. Last year, I gave you a bit of an extension. I gave you pretty much any music that came out between 1989 and 1991 that was on pop radio because it was just a really fun time because I was just a kid playing Nintendo every day after school, listening to Power 103. The band I actually physically gave you was Color Me Bad. But there was a bunch of other guilty pleasures that were right around that time. The Kathy Dennis, the Wilson Phillips, the Mr. Biggs of the world. They were all just, they just were a fun time in my childhood. Everything was still pretty innocent at that point. Just a lot of Nintendo and music. And that was about it. Wasn't really trying to date anybody. Wasn't trying to get a job. None of that. The 2021 guilty pleasure. This one is tough. But I'm going to go ahead and say Pink. First and foremost, I have no idea how long it's going to take or how old she will finally be when it happens. But that woman has not stopped being sexy. Holy hell. What a gorgeous woman. But from a musical standpoint, she has just had enough hits that I absolutely love. And I understand she's, I don't know if she's like a bit or kind of like a niche. I'm not totally sure. But any bachelorette party, any 16-year-old birthday party in 2002, her music is playing. Any tear-filled breakup, her music is playing. And you know what? I eat it all up. Any Charlie's Angels movie, her music is playing. And I eat it all up. Guilty pleasure for this year is Pink. And here's the final questionnaire in the Bands of Your Life survey. If I choose not to do the bonus, which I don't know that I will. Best band to see live. I believe I gave you 21 Pilots last year. And funny enough, I actually had a chance to see them a second time and I gave up the tickets. I couldn't get the night off work. I gave the tickets to my massage therapist / mentor, Stephen Galik, and he loved it. Of course he loved it, because they're freaking phenomenal. Two people filling a whole full capacity basketball arena. Just two people filling it with sound and energy and passion. It was unbelievable. 2021? Great band to see live. I'm just going to go ahead and do this. It's Justin Timberlake. Ladies and gentlemen, I spent $125 on that ticket, took a night off of work that would have made me probably $150, spent $25 to park, and I think I actually ate at the show, which, you know me, I don't buy food at a concert unless I just absolutely screwed up and didn't have time to eat beforehand. It was worth every penny and double. He didn't have any opener. He took the stage and just for 2.5 hours just beat the hell out of everybody with talent. So freaking amazing. If you don't think you're a fan of Justin Timberlake, go. Go see the show. You will be absolutely blown away. I guarantee it. Whew. I'm not gonna lie. It's a bit of cheating to do this survey every year. If you ever listen to Bands of Your Life, you could actually search the Unticket Bands of Your Life if you ever want to hear what the segment sounded like when the morning musers on the ticket did it. It's really clever because you're answering the survey one time. And almost every person who does the survey tells you how hard it was because you can only pick once. So I'm going to cheat. And I'm going to, as long as I'm recording and talking to you, I'm going to do one of these every year. So I get to tell you all the music that I like. Instead of having to narrow it down to one person for the rest of my life, quote unquote, I'm gonna give you one every year. And I'm gonna have fun doing it, by the way. Like I said in the beginning, thehrt3@gmail.com or alloftheaboveradio@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram. Hank, hey, how you doing? No G at the end. If you want to go ahead and chime in with your Bands of Your Life survey. People did it last year on Facebook and it was really fun to read. I want to see it again. If you didn't respond last year, respond this year. If you did respond this year and you've got different answers, I want to see those too. I will be patiently waiting. So we will do this again soon. I promise. And soon after that, and soon after that, and soon after that. This has been all new, all different, all of the above. May there be a next time. I say till next time.